Welcome to The Cup of Tea, warm steam for your soul. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Today's quotes come from American professional boxer, activist, and philanthropist Muhammad Ali. Born Cassius Marcellus Clay Jr. and nicknamed The Greatest, he is widely regarded as one of the most significant and celebrated figures of the 20th century and as one of the greatest boxers of all time. I hated every minute of training, but I said, "Don't quit, suffer now, and live the rest of your life as a champion." Muhammad Ali. The man who views the world at 50 the same as he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life. Muhammad Ali. If my mind can conceive it and my heart can believe it, then I can achieve it. Muhammad Ali. If you haven't already, the movie Ali, starring Will Smith, is a great watch. I know that critics were divided on it, but I think it does a great job at telling the story. And of course, Smith delivered a performance worthy of his first Best Actor Oscar nomination. The first quote tells us something that many of these people who have achieved greatness keep telling us, not to give up. If there is something you want, you must keep persevering. I assure you, others have had bigger obstacles in their way than what you have. Next, he tells us that we shouldn't see the world the same way at 20 as we do at 50. We must grow. During your growth, it's okay to be confused, to not understand everything. But don't stop trying to figure it all out. And most of all, find peace with yourself. And lastly, he tells us something familiar, that you can achieve anything if you can picture it. Things can be difficult or even inconceivable, but not actually impossible. Impossibility is a man-made construct. There are no limits.
Losing my voice, can't find the words. Or maybe it's just the truth that hurts. So I've been drinking and I've been thinking, but mostly drinking alone. Can't help but think that I've done you wrong. It's the only words coming out of this song. So I keep drinking, it's got me thinking that I should pick up the phone. If I gave you a call, nothing good, probably nothing at all. So I'll keep drinking and I'll stop that thinking and I'll throw my phone at the wall. No way that I could call. No, 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 nothing. No, 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 don't call. only time I'm not thinking of you. I gotta quit my drinking, start sober thinking, and say goodbye to you. Tell you that we are through.
That was Riley Burns and his song, Drinkin'. Burns is a folk artist from Ottawa, Canada, and I encourage you to check out his music however you consume it. And now for some fun, interesting, and unusual facts about Muhammad Ali. As a child, Muhammad Ali was refused an autograph from his boxing idol, Sugar Ray Robinson. When Ali became a prized fighter, he vowed to never deny an autograph request, which he honored throughout his entire career. He even had a special P.O. box for anyone who wanted his autograph. The Hollywood Walk of Fame star for Muhammad Ali is the only one that's placed on a wall and not on the ground, because Ali did not want the name of Muhammad to be stepped on. Will Smith refused to play the role of Muhammad Ali for 8 years, fearing he wasn't up for the job of playing the man he called the greatest figure over the last 100 years, stating, "I absolutely, positively did not want to be the dude that messed up the Muhammad Ali story." More about Muhammad Ali to come, but first, here is the music of Brighter Green.
Then I woke up in the middle of the night. You were hurting tall, you even tried to take the fall. But I've just been a little bit uptight. Don't get me wrong.
That was Don't Get Me Wrong by Brighter Green. Brighter Green is an independent rock and roll band emerging out of London, Ontario. Their goal is to make everybody bop to their alternative and groovy music that's not afraid to explore new boundaries. And now for some final thoughts about Muhammad Ali. When sitting right next to Muhammad Ali, Mike Tyson was asked if he would have won in a fight against Ali in his prime. He said, "I'm vain. I know I'm great. But in this situation, every head must bow. Every tongue must confess. This is the greatest of all time." Remember that it's okay to accept that as good as you want to be at something, there might always be somebody better. Mike Tyson knew this, and as incredible as he is, he knows that Ali is and might always be the greatest. Muhammad Ali once said, "It isn't the mountains ahead to climb that wear you down, it's the pebble in your shoe. Take care of all the little things holding you back, and the big things won't seem that hard." I'll leave you with the music of Jason Coulson. Coulson is a drummer, pianist, singer from Ottawa, Canada, just doing what he loves. With his song, Roll Me, here is Jason Coulson.
Needle I use has me sewn right in. So roll me, roll me, roll me till I'm smooth.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Cup of Tea. I am your host, Eric St. Cyr. Thank you to the artists that contributed music. I strongly encourage you to visit the links in the episode description to hear more. My email is available in the show description. Don't hesitate to reach out for show ideas, music submissions, or anything else, and I'll get back to you when I can.